Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Wow. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Before cell phones.
And he said, well, you know, you smoke, right?
I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time.
Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What's your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, money and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream. Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world. I say that a lot, but it's like the news just never stops. I mean, it's just incredible. The oligarchs are at the gates. Well, actually, they're no longer at the gates. In 6 weeks, they'll be moving into the White House. $400 billion worth of oligarchs moving into the White House. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, 9 states are set to lose health care coverage for millions of Americans once Trump takes office, or when Trump takes office, if he keeps his promises. And a right-wing federal judge just blocked the Affordable Care Act for Dreamers. What's Trump going to do about this? I mean, his message to Kristen Welker was more compassionate, but I'm skeptical. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Also, in the second hour of our program, the next time your employer has asked you to fill out a survey, think twice, especially if your boss or corporate culture is sociopathic. And Rupert Murdoch loses a battle to control the succession of his media empire. Will Fox so-called news be affected? I'm skeptical about that, too. I'll tell you that in the second hour. Also, who's running Syria now? Some fascinating background on this Jelani guy who is now, running Syria. I'll tell you all everything that I've learned here today. And in our third hour, our one guest for the day, Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, is going to drop by about her piece, We Need a Lion. So a lot to talk about here. The oligarchs are no longer just at the gates. This is my op-ed at HartmanReport.com. And basically what I'm pointing out is that we have never been in this kind of a situation. I mean, we've had oligarchs influencing policy. We've had and we've seen pushback. I mean, in 1887, in his State of the Union address, President Grover Cleveland, the only Democrat who was elected in the post-Civil War era in the last half of the 19th century, Grover Cleveland came out and said, we have trusts and combinations. And the average person's neck is crushed beneath the iron heel of the giant corporations and the industrialists. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. You can look it up. Teddy Roosevelt famously fought back against the robber barons, and Franklin Roosevelt actually beat them. Teddy Roosevelt at least got an estate tax passed. But here we've got the richest man in the world, who controls the world's largest social media platform and the world's largest internet crucial satellite technology system, and basically a good chunk of our space program, about to move into the White House with Donald Trump, about to play a major role in running the White House, and that this guy has been regularly communicating with Vladimir Putin. I saw a post on Blue Sky this morning of somebody who is writing a biography of Elon Musk. I believe it was Seth Abramson. And he said, I've been, really digging into this guy, and he really does want to live forever. He really does want to rule the entire world, and he really does want to be the world's first trillionaire. And, we'll see if any of that is true. It doesn't seem... out of the realm of probability in my mind. So what do we do about this? I mean, you know, Nina Burley was writing over at the New Republic, and she wrote, you know, whose side will the military take, Trump's or the people's? Will America come to resemble Argentina in the 70s and 80s, the enemy within rounded up and held without charges? Will women be stopped at state borders and hormone tested for pregnancies? Will Americans watch behind closed curtains as men in military garb, maybe without identification, hustle their neighbors away? Will we hear of but never see the concentration camps deep in the barren western deserts surrounded by razor wire? These are serious questions, and all are well within the realm of possibility. Idaho just confirmed that they're going after women and girls who leave the state for abortions. The governor of Texas just unveiled land that Trump can use to build concentration camps for the enemy within. The guy Trump wants to run the FBI, Kash Patel, he has actually published an actual enemies list of Americans, American citizens. I mean, you know, the Wall Street Journal has confirmed that, or at least they claim to have confirmed that Elon Musk has been having back channel communications with Musk. I think it's funny how everybody on the internet now is calling him Muskrat. Apparently engaging in regular communications with Russian officials, including Putin. I mean, that's not just political evolution. That's a direct threat to democracy worldwide. And, you know, look how this plays out in real time. I mean, Ukraine was sending drones to attack the Russian fleet in Crimea, and they were guided through the internet via Starlink, and Musk cut off their satellite service. And they had to abandon their attack on Putin's ships that were being used to fire missiles into Kyiv. Into Ukraine. I mean, what we're looking at right now is the collapse of democratic norms right across our system. Starting with Musk, here's a federal contractor. There's a federal law that says federal contractors can't put money into federal elections. Well, you know, the entire Federal Election Commission has been paralyzed for at least a decade by the Republicans on its board. They refuse to investigate any Republicans, period. So, I mean, this new power structure is emerging here in the United States, where billionaires run the country. Trump has, so far, 11 billionaires and several multi-millionaires, near billionaires, in his cabinet. His cabinet is worth about $400 billion. Keep in mind, Joe Biden's entire cabinet was not even worth $1 billion when he came into office. In fact, it wasn't even worth two-tenths of $1 billion. It was worth a little over $100 million. And we're talking, what, 30 people? 20-some-odd people? So probably, you know, most of that money was the value of their homes. And then we've got, you know, billionaires controlling our media. You've got Musk controlling Twitter, you know, X. You've got Facebook controlled by Mark Zuckerberg, who says he's, you know, looking forward to working closely with Donald Trump. You've got Mr. Soon Chong, the owner of the L.A. Times. He's now trying to put AI on his news stories to apparently spin them to the right. I don't know. Jeff Bezos, you know, the billionaire anti-union owner of Amazon, or majority stockholder of Amazon, owning the Washington Post and saying, no, you can't endorse Kamala Harris. I mean, these lines between corporate power, billionaire interests, government authority, public knowledge, and foreign influence have just, they're not blurred, they're just vanishing. And it doesn't stop with Russia. I mean, we now learn that Elon Musk was lobbied by Putin, according to the Wall Street Journal, to restrict satellite coverage over Taiwan as a favor to Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Now, this is a private citizen with no government oversight, making decisions that impact international security based on conversations with foreign leaders. We've never seen anything like this before. But both Russia and Hungary have seen something like this before. In Russia and Hungary, the oligarchs took over. The oligarchs are running the country. They have, in the case of Russia, well, Putin and Orban, both of them were civil servants. They were, you know, middle-class guys. Both of them are now billionaires. I mean, this is extraordinary. So what do we do? I mean, this is a call to action. The Democratic Party needs to get its act together. We need to remember the caucus room conspiracy. I talked about this at length on this program back in 2009. After Obama was elected in 2008, Louise and I were living, we had just moved to Washington, D.C. We were living in an apartment building at the corner of 9th and E Street, as I recall. And on the back end of our building was another building, and in the ground floor of that building was a restaurant called the Caucus Room, a famous restaurant in Washington, D.C. And the leadership of the Republican Party, this was the night that you know, I was at one of the balls with Ellen Ratner, and we were, you know, dancing with Barack and Michelle. That night, that very time, they were having this meeting in the Caucus Room restaurant where the Speaker of the House and the Senate Republican leader and a whole bunch of, you know, high-level Republicans, you know, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, et cetera, they decided that they were going to absolutely fight everything Obama did for the next 4 years. They were not going to let him have any victories whatsoever. And even if he did have victories, they were going to fight them as hard as they could and as far as they could. And what are we hearing from Democrats right now? Oh, I look forward to working with President Trump. I don't get it. Surrendering in advance is not leadership. Over the next couple of days, I'm going to talk at some length about exactly what we should be doing or could be doing. And I'll get into more detail. But, you know, number one, show up at your local Democratic Party meetings. Number two, join organizations that are fighting, like, you know, Indivisible and others. Participate in social media. Call out the abuses of the morbidly rich and the corporations.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think we can still rescue this country. I really do. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. So go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
No ballot was cast, no vote was ever shown, but the oligarchs are moving into a house they don't own. They're coming for the power, they're seizing the day, with billions in their pockets and democracy in decay. The people cry for justice, but the tyrants just smile. The oligarchs are moving into the White House in style.
Here they come. In case you missed it, by the way, 9 states are poised to end coverage for millions of Americans, health care coverage, if Trump cuts Medicaid funding. More than 3 million adults in 9 states, this from Democrats.org, the Democratic Party. More than 3 million adults in 9 states would be at immediate risk of losing their health insurance coverage should the GOP reduce the extra federal Medicaid funding that's enabled states to widen eligibility, according to what used to be called the Kaiser Family Foundation. They now call it KFF, which is all about health care in the United States. And this is extra funding that was provided by the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, that was passed in the first year of Joe Biden's presidency. It does go back to the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, was passed in 2010. And 40 states and the District of Columbia extended health insurance since 2014, when an estimated 21 million people. If Congress cuts that funding, that expansion of Medicaid is going to be at risk, right? And there are 9 states with trigger laws. Now, trigger laws is something that we all learned about when when the Dobbs decision passed, and suddenly states would trigger laws that said if the Supreme Court ever strikes down Roe v. Wade, then suddenly in our state, abortion will be illegal. And we had, I don't know, 15, 20 states that, you know, boom, just like that, or maybe it was a dozen or so, but whatever, instantly abortion became illegal because the triggers were activated by the Supreme Court striking that down. Well, similarly, if Congress cuts back on the funding, for Medicaid, the expansion of Medicaid, if they undo the Inflation Reduction Act, then across the states with triggers, KFF writes, between 3.1 and 3.7 million people would immediately lose their coverage. Three other states, that's in Arizona, Arkansas, Indiana, Montana, North Carolina, and Utah. And then three other states, Iowa, Idaho, and New Mexico, have laws that require their governments to mitigate this, but it's not necessarily automatic. And so their legislatures would have to act, and at least two of those states, they probably wouldn't, you know, Iowa and Idaho. And so with those three states included, 4.3 million Medicaid expansion enrollees would be at risk of having coverage. And, you know, these lawmakers, these Republican lawmakers in these red states, they love these trigger laws because the trigger laws allow them to cut millions of people off their Medicaid rolls, which is their goal. I mean, they just, Republicans don't like the idea that government provides health insurance to people. They think that that's something that should only be done by for-profit companies so that they can skim billions of dollars off the top and kick, you know, millions of that back to Republican legislators in the form of bribes and, you know, what the Supreme Court now calls free speech and campaign contributions. So here we are. You know, 4.3 million Americans are on the verge of losing their health insurance. Have you seen a single peep about this in the national media? This, by the way, appears to be the essence of Luigi, you know, the shooter, the healthcare CEO shooter's manifesto. I read it this morning. I will fill you in more detail tomorrow. I want to make sure that I'm actually reading something that's real. But fascinating stuff. And meanwhile, a federal court has gone after the Dreamers. I'll tell you about that on the other side of this break, and I'll pick up your calls. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Other states stay. Basically, what had happened, here's what happened. The Biden administration three years ago, I believe it was, maybe 3.5 years ago, ordered that the Affordable Care Act, ordered that Dreamers, people who are in the country technically illegally, but have been granted a special status, were originally granted a special status by Barack Obama back in the, you know, in the early years of his presidency. And that they be allowed to enroll for the subsidies available to people under the Affordable Care Act to buy health insurance. And even though they're not citizens, because the ACA specifically is only for U.S. citizens. And so for the last few years, more or less the last decade, the last 3 years, these Dreamers have had access to the Affordable Care Act. Well, 18 Republican-controlled states went to court. The lead plaintiff, of course, was Kansas. In fact, Chris Kobach, who was gung-ho to throw people off voting rolls back, you know, that we talked about at some length back 4, 5, 6 years ago. Chris Kobach is bragging about this, you know, that this federal judge said, no, we're going to cut all the ACA funding for Dreamers. They can't enroll under the Affordable Care Act. They have to pay absurdly high prices directly to the health insurance companies themselves if they want health coverage. And he celebrated this ruling. He said, this decision is a big win for the rule of law. Congress never intended that illegal aliens should have received Obamacare benefits. Indeed, 2 laws prohibit them from receiving such benefits. The Biden administration tried to break those laws, but we fought back and defeated the Biden Justice Department. Yeah, so proud of yourself, aren't you, Chris Kobach? You know, stripping health care coverage from 800,000 people. Jeez. All right, what's on your mind today? Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. Question. If Trump was so sure that he had won the 2020 election, why did he leave?
He knew he lost. Come on, Jerry. He knew he lost. Everybody knew he lost. Well, he was told he lost by everybody around him. He was told he lost by his vice president. He was told he lost by his attorney general. He was told he lost by the governors of every red state where he lost. I mean, he knew he lost. He's just been lying through his teeth all this time, and he was lying when he talked to Kristen Welker the other night. And it's just obvious. And she should have stopped the interview at that point. When he said that, she should have said, you know, this is just a lie. And if you're going to sit here and lie to my face, I'm not going to continue this interview.
Here's the point, though, that somebody during the election campaign should have brought it up. It wasn't the media, either President Biden or Vice President Harris should have just asked him, hey, if you were so sure you won the 2020 election, why didn't you just stay there and get the military to keep you there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think if he thought it would have worked, he would have tried doing that. I mean, he was willing to kill 3 police officers, send 140 others to the hospital, and see 5 civilians die in order to try to stay in office. I mean, let's not forget, the price of Trump's treason was paid in part in blood. Not to mention, you know, $40 million damage to the Capitol building, people smearing poop all over the walls, peeing on the carpets and on the desks of Democratic members of Congress, you know, going through top secret papers. I mean, it's just insane. And now he says he wants to pardon these criminals. It's nuts. Jerry, thank you for the call. Dave at Santa Clara. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I was wondering, every time someone talks to you about the 14th Amendment, you state that the Supreme Court has given them a pass on the insurrection clause. But yes, the decision they came to, the decision they came to was about how he wasn't allowed on ballots.
Correct. Correct. It doesn't. They did. The Supreme Court did not say that he could serve as president. But to the best of my knowledge, nobody has litigated this. Nobody has challenged. No state. It would require, you know, I believe a state. And you know, if he is going to become president under the 14th Amendment's Section 3, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, it was 2/3 of Congress.
Yes.
That's to, quote, remedy the situation or words to that effect.
And correct. So somebody needs to come out and require Congress to take the vote.
Right. And it would be a good idea for Democrats to propose that legislation, because Republicans won't. They're not even going to raise the issue. And so if a Democrat proposed the legislation, at the very least, it would stir up a news story about it. I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you. I just don't think it's going to happen. What we're watching in real time is a whole lot of obeying in advance.
That's the fear I have. That the problem I have is that it's a constitutional crisis already. Why don't we just start the rest of the constitutional crisis and require the 2/3 vote in order for him to be able to take office on the 20th?
I completely agree with you. I just don't think it's going to happen, but I completely agree with you. Thank you, Dave. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Excuse me. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This whole thing about illegal immigrants receiving taxpayer-funded health care subsidies, to me, I think is wrong, because these DACA people, they do not have a legal status. And it clearly says in the law you have to be a U.S. citizen.
Right, but they do have a particular legal status. They are exempted by virtue of the legislation, or maybe it was an executive order. I'd have to go back. I think it was an executive order now that I think about it, Tom. But they, you know, that executive order that Obama did that created the deferred something childhood arrivals program, that executive order gave them a legal status of sorts. And that was the argument that the Biden administration made. It's just that this Republican appointed judge wasn't going along with it.
Well, I think the Supreme Court is going to side with the clear law, because it was only by executive order that Biden said that these people had to get subsidies.
Right.
And look at the budget, Tom. Already, we're going to have to pay additional subsidies on top of the Obamacare subsidies, because if they expire, more people are going to have it unaffordable. And these are U.S. citizens. And you have the
deceptively named
Medicare for All.
This is not a zero-sum game, Tom. If 800,000 Dreamers
get access
to the Affordable Care Act.
They're not U.S. citizens. How much do you expect us to pay? I mean, this is what I call
legislation. I expect us to be a compassionate nation. These are people who were brought here as children. They grew up believing that they were American citizens. They've spoken nothing but English from their childhood. They are Americans in every regard except for this one legal technicality, essentially. If it had been you, Tom, I'm guessing that you would be arguing for something very, very different. If suddenly somebody came along and said, Tom, guess what?
Your parents pay for their own health care.
Well, yeah.
Let them pay for their own health care. We do, right?
No, we don't. If you're on the Affordable Care Act, you're getting subsidies. And that's
I'm not. I have employer-sponsored health care, which we've sacrificed decades for.
Okay. Well, I guarantee you your employer is getting some form of, your employer is getting an explicit subsidy. They're getting a tax exemption. They don't have to pay any income taxes whatsoever on the money that they spend for your insurance. So your employer is being subsidized by me, a taxpayer.
But I'm a legal citizen. Now, I've earned this through decades of negotiation. You don't understand that.
These children thought they were
illegal
citizens.
What's that?
And these children thought they were legal citizens. What has happened to your heart, Tom?
It's not my heart. It's we do not want to encourage this. I mean, look at this.
There's no encouragement. You have to have come to the United States before a certain point in time. I believe it was in the 80s. Most all of these people are now in their 20s and 30s. This is not some ongoing program. Yeah. Okay.
They're not.
All right,
they
Tom,
can
you
have
made your, you made your
they
point.
Just don't
I'm going to move along. Anthony in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
I just like to talk a little bit about how I feel like that the world order, which was established in 1945, is essentially come to an end because of the fact that, you know, take, for example, the United Nations and, you know, what do you call it, with all these conflicts all over the place and how they're just the UN is somehow just unable to stop it or prevent these things from happening because I just feel like there's just a total breakdown in the world order as we remember it as it was in 1945.
Well, I think you could point to a couple of starting points there, a couple of them in the Middle East, and certainly the Russian invasion of Crimea in 2014. I wouldn't call it a total breakdown, but I don't disagree that we're at a point. Frankly, we're at a point where World War III has never been closer. I don't think any time in my lifetime we've ever been closer to World War III. And I'm very concerned about the decisions that Trump might make when he gets into the White House. And Anthony, I'm sorry to be grumpy. I was so saddened by Tom's comments just a few minutes ago. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Taking your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And Netanyahu is finally being taken to court. He is testifying in his own trial for corruption and bribery.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Before cell phones. And he said, well, yeah, you smoked, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
From the fields to the factories, the work never ends. But in the boardrooms, they don't call us friends. They sit high on the thrones, looking down on the rest while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions are democracy in the workplace.
Yep, it is a democracy in the workplace. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. You know, the word unalienable, like in the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. you know, we are born with these rights. And unalienable means they can't be sold away. They can't be contracted away. They can't be given away, whether by us or anyone else.
Right.
You're born with unalienable rights, and they can't be negotiated away.
Including the right to life. And how does health care not confer the right to life?
Right. And then when somebody actually has the gall to cut a budget to out here, I think it was Sutter Healthcare decided to cut down to seven. What is it when they do the blood, you know, with your liver? You know, they cut it down to seven machines for an entire county. I mean, these ideas that a budget out of the U.S. Congress could actually cut the health care for America, that's not equal protection.
Yeah.
That's not equal justice.
Yeah.
It's just a skinflint, and chances are they're a bigot, too. So the idea, and I'm, you know, maybe you got some lawyers listening. You know, when you think about a real conservative doesn't want their taxes wasted on some weird notion. They want some receipts to show that everything was up to snuff and everybody got paid fairly. So when all of a sudden you have some S&M freaks all of a sudden getting their kicks on the taxpayer's dime, and they're coming up with bad law and bad interpretation of law so that they can poison people and punish people and humiliate people.
And strip health care from people.
Right. And to do that on the taxpayer dime.
Yeah.
So in order to protect ourselves, we have to create lawyers to fight our property being stolen from us. And which, you know, as is known, you know, single payer health care, what is it, 0.5% is administrative cost?
Yeah.
And these big HMOs are up to 36% are administrative cost.
Those old boys are just stealing.
Yeah, they're stealing.
Well, they're also having to set aside money for profit. And of course, all those people who sit around and say, no, you can't have this payment, they have to get paid also. So there's a cost to that as well, which is, you know, kind of insane. Yeah, excellent point, David. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Scott in Mill City, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's up? Where's Mill City?
Well, actually, I'm outside of Portland, so I don't know where Mill City is.
Okay.
By Sherwood. I'm over Tiger Sherwood, actually.
Okay, Sherwood. Okay, I'll fix that. So what's on your mind?
Well, it just seems to me that, you know, and I talked to you earlier, that there's a substantial conflict of interest across the board that we're seeing no matter what, whether it's oligarchy, whether it's individual senators or House members able to invest in individual companies. And just one simple idea, this isn't, you know, going to fix everything, but maybe there's something more in the substrate to think about, is I don't invest in individual stocks. I just buy the entire index,
right?
You know, of the stock market.
Yep.
So why would this, you know, basically the U.S. stock market, why wouldn't something like that be important for our legislators to agree to in some kind of conflict of interest resolution? I don't know much more.
I don't understand your point. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. The stock market has to do with what?
Well, it's more of a conflict of interest. If I'm a legislator and I'm buying just one company,
right?
It just seems to me that it's a conflict of interest, and maybe
I'm with you. I don't think I think legislators should either be required to put their assets in a blind trust, or if not, only buy index funds like you're doing. I agree with you, if that's your point.
Yeah, that's just the fundamental point, and it seems to me is would something like that, in your experience, be possible?
Legislation to that effect has been proposed on multiple occasions. It's, you know, by Democrats, and to the best of my knowledge, has never passed. I would add, by the way, that you know, where I thought you were going with this is, you know, doesn't like Social Security invest in the stock market in an index fund sort of thing?
No.
You know, after the Great Depression, after the crash in 29, it took almost 30 years for the stock market to recover. You know, inflation adjusted back to where it was.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think the principles of like Jack Bogle, who created the index fund, who believed in just the fundamental nature of investing in these businesses and not speculation.
Yeah.
No, I think applies to these people.
I get it. So, Scott, I want to try and get one call in here before the end of the hour. Joshua in Pittsburgh, I have a little less than a minute. Joshua, you have a quick one?
Just a quick statement. I've worked in the film industry in here in Pittsburgh, and, you know, I just want to let people know that anytime you see a commercial on TV from a healthcare company, it's generally $200,000 plus budget.
Wow.
But my main question was, I just wanted to ask you, Shapiro and Fetterman are denouncing everybody kind of feeling good about the whole Luigi thing, and I don't think violence is the answer, but 87% of Americans agree with it. I mean,
I think what we're seeing right now, Joshua, and I mentioned this last night when I was on Joy Reid's show, is, you know, back in the 20s, the big industry that was ripping people off and that caused the Great Depression were the banks. And who were the heroes in the 20s and 30s? Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, the bank robbers. Today, the major industry that's ripping us all off is the health insurance industry. And who are the, you know, the folk heroes, the Robin Hoods? It's Luigi. So I don't think this is rocket science. I think it's quite predictable as part of human nature.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for
oh,
you.
Oh, the wow. worst.
You would talk like that.
Like get this. Absolutely. Get this.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we can get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska.